And now, in the next paragraph, paragraph Gimel, Rav Nosenthal begins with the magic words, Ulevayer Hadovar Ktsas. And now, to explain this to you a little, and now he's going to go into a beautiful, beautiful explanation. He's going to explain Kabbalistically, and he's going to explain logically and through all kinds of different ways how this Emuna and Seichel work, how they work together, and how it's possible for Emuna to take a person above Seichel. All of this is going to be explained incredibly, Mitzvah Shem. Ki zeh yodua, it's known, sheyesh eser sfirois, that there are 10 sfirois, shehem asoro tikunim, they are also referred to as 10 tikuns. Shehem mikeser ad malchus, they start from keser, the crown, which is the top one, and they go down to the 10th one on bottom, which is malchus. Umalchus mido achreino, malchus, which is the last one on the ladder, hi bechinas emuna. Malchus is always synonymous with emuna. Kama shekosov batoira ashrehom, as Rabbi Nizal explains in chapter 35 in Likutei Moran, as shehi hashar, shehi hashar l'Hashem, the malchus, the emuna, is the gateway, that's the entrance way to Hashem. She'i efsher lehiskarev l'Hashem izborach v'loy l'shum kedusho v'avoido kim al yedei emuna. It's impossible for a person to start coming close to Hashem or to any facet of holiness or serving Hashem other than the first step, step one, going through that entranceway, which is malchus, which is emuna. We know that malchus, just like emuna, we said, is something which has no light of its own. Emuna is on the receiving end. It has no power of its own, no independent power. That's what malchus is. A melech has no power of his own other than the power that's the authority that's given to him by the people. If they accept his authority on them, he's king. The moment they stop, not if he takes a haircut, he's still a king. If he loses a hand, a foot, he's still a king. If the people pull out from him, if the people walk away from him, then he's no longer king, you know, any kind of authority. So malchus and emuna are synonymous. Just like emuna has nothing of its own, in a sense, no light of its own. It receives from somewhere else. So too malchus is also nothing of its own. The less lemigam klum. And the real faith is in that which a person doesn't understand. That which a person understands, that's not called faith anymore. That's not called believing anymore. And it's in that which the person doesn't understand, that's where the main test is. And when a person is able to become strong in faith and to be able to put aside his physical brain, you know, his knowledge, that's the knowledge of a human being of flesh and blood. He's not an angel, he's not a Hashem, or, you know, when we talk about our knowledge, we're still talking about the knowledge of a human being. When he's able to put that aside and to rely on what he receives from our forefathers, from our holy rabbis, aydei zeh yizke achar kach lohoven adover besichloi, then the person eventually is zeche to understand it with his mind, to understand whatever facet of religion it is, that first he accepted it on faith alone, based on what he was taught by his forefathers, by his rabbis, and he serves Hashem with faith, he does it on faith alone, then eventually he's zeche to understand it. Shema sheloi hoya meven, voyetzorech litzchazek be'emuna, Maven atoy besichloi, that which originally he couldn't understand and he had to fortify himself with faith in order to do it, now he will understand it mentally. Rak sheyesh oidvorim gavoyim beyoser sheinim evinim. However, each time a person is climbing this ladder and he's reaching new levels of understanding, if I understand level 33, then I don't yet understand what's on level 34. If the top level of my understanding, if I've reached level 33, then I haven't yet achieved an understanding of level 34. And I have to use faith, to apply faith when I'm dealing with level 34. Rak yesh shesh le'emuna b'yedios ha'gvoyim oid yoser v'yoser she'en masigam. But rather, he applies faith to those aspects of things that are above and beyond his knowledge, which he hasn't achieved yet. V'chein midarga ledarga. And this goes from level to level. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in the chapter Vayhi Yodov Emuna Ad Boy HaShemesh, in chapter 91 in Likut Imran, u'b'mekoyim esacherim, and in other places. Ki yesh b'chinas emuna b'chol darga v'darga u'b'chol oylam v'oylam. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, because there is the concept of faith on each and every single level, and within each and every single world. Every time a Jew undertakes a new project of Kedusha, every time a Jew decides to go to a new level, that level has 10 layers. Everything is 10-layer cake. Everything has these 10 spheroids in it. And each time you come to a new floor, you have to start from the bottom, ground zero of that floor, which is Emunah, Malchus. U'bechol darga yesh b'chinas eser sfirois kedua, because on each and every level you have the 10 sfirois. Ve'emuna b'chinas malchus hi b'chinas mida achroina shi orishoina milamato lamala ba'oisoilam v'darga. And emuna, which is malchus, is the last level, meaning the first, from bottom up, it's the first level of that new world, of that new cycle that the person's going through. Now, when a person is zoicha to do things the right way, he starts out with emuna, and he does whatever he has to do on that level with emuna first, with solid emuna. Then he advances from malchus to yisoy, to hoy, to netza. He goes up to chochmabit, to keser chochmabin, of that level. He gets to understand everything on that level. As soon as he completes the level of understanding on that level and he wants to go into the new level, ad ha-keser, he goes all the way up until the keser. Achar kach, tzorech lachzor le'emuna. When he finishes and gets to the top level of understanding of this world and he enters, he wants to go into the next world, he's got to start again from emuna. Shehi b'chinas madrego ho achroina shel oylam ha-gavoya yoyser, which is the lowest level of the world above the world he's in now, shehi lemalo mimadrego ho elyoino shel olam hatachtimenu, which is higher than the top floor of the building he was just in. You have two buildings next to each other. One building has 10 floors, the other building has 20 floors. When you finish, when you get to the 10th floor of the building you're in, you're on top, you're on the roof. Wow, I'm on top of the world. Mamisha. And you look next to you, and you see there's this other building. And this building continues from where you left off. And you want to go from the roof of your building into that building. You're going in on the first floor, in a sense, of that building to start going up the next 10 floors. So that the first floor of the next world, the emuna, the malchus of the world above, is higher than the keser chochmabina of the world below it. Ki malchus the yitzira govoya harbe mi keser da'asiyah. Because this is a known item in Sifrei Kabbalah, that the malchus of the world called yitzira is way, way above the keser of the world of asiyah, which is the world below it. Ki hi b'chinas atik da'asiyah ki yadua b'ksavim. Because in the writings of the Arizal, they call the malchus of yitzira, they call that the Atik of the Olam Huasiyah. Atik means the top of the top of the top. You know, the old age, the grandfather. You know, the V'alkein yesh madregois rabois be'emuna. Therefore, based on what we just said, there isn't one level of faith. There are levels and levels and levels of faith. There's the faith of Asiyah, there's the faith of Yetzirah, there's the faith of Bria, there's the faith of Atzilus. Ki kol ma shemeschazek yoyser be'emuna, so that the more a person strengthens himself in faith, aydeze zoyche lahasig hasechel sheba oysay darga, that will lead him to be zoyche to get to the level of understanding of that level. whatever level he's on, if he strengthens himself in faith, if he works first with serious faith without fully understanding everything, he'll get to a level where he will understand everything on that level. Im zoiche lamoid banisoyin kamoyomim ve'itim koroi lafi masov. If he will be zoiche to pass the tests that he has to for many days or many months, whatever, according to his actions, according to his deeds, while he's going through his phases on that on a particular level. Ki bevadai yefsher ledaleg bepam echad. Because obviously it's impossible to jump in one jump. Bifrat imasav einam oilam yofa, especially if the person's deeds are not that great, if his actions aren't that great. So therefore, if the person is able to wait it out, and the person is able to exercise faith for as long as he has to master the faith on that level that he's on, and then to gradually get out of emuna and go into chachma bin adah, into the seichel on his level, and complete that, azai zoiche l'rotzoin. Then he gets to the level that's called Rotzoin, Shehu Bechinas Atik. Rotzoin is another nickname for that level called Atik, Bechinas Shoyresh HaKeser, which is the source from where the Keser of the level you're on draws its light. It's his boss, like we said. Meaning, Shenimshach Mebechinas Malchus Emuna Sheboilam HaGavoya Yoser. Because we said the Keser of the level I'm on now receives from the Malchus, the Emuna, of the level above me. And we said that the Malchus of the level above me was called Atik, or Ratzin. Rabbi Nosson gave us another nickname. These are the terms that are used in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus to refer to that level that's above the crown, above the top of whatever level you're talking about. That's the lowest level of the world above it. Va'oz tzorich la'alois lebchinas emuno hagavoya yoiser mizeh ha'seichel sheboilam hanomich menu. And then, when you're leaving the world you were just in, you entered into that next world, you entered into the slot called Malchus, emuna. Now you've got to work on emuna again, but your emuna this time is on a higher level than your seichel of yesterday, or last week, or last month, when you were on that lower level. V'achar kach, kishezoich alidei emuna hagavoya yoiser, lahasigam ha'seichel sheboilam hagavoya yoiser. And when the person works and develops and does whatever they have to accomplish in the emuna on that second level, then he gets to the seichel of that second level, that level above. Azay tzorich la'alos le'emuna gavoya oy yeser. And then he has to once again, a third time, go into emuna mode. Shei b'chinas emuna shel olam habriya. Now he's going into the emuna of the third world, the world that's called the olam habriya. V'chein mi dargo le dargo ume oilam lo oilam. And this keeps going on again and again, from level to level, from world to world, ad roishu emuna, until he gets to the highest level of faith. Rav Nosson Zal says, ki tachlis hayidia sheloi neida. Rav Nosson Zal, he was talking about going from one level of emuna to the other level, higher and higher, because Rav Nosson Zal said the epitome of knowledge and the goal of knowledge is to get to the level where we know that we don't know. Vishom ikrahu emuna, and that's the real emuna. Nimtza, Rav Nosson Zal says, therefore we conclude, she emuna hi lamata me'asechel ulamala me'asechel kanal, that there's an emuna that's below sechel, within the world that I'm operating in, within the ballpark that I'm in, where we said there are 10 levels, from emuna, from malchus, up to keser, up to the crown, emuna's on bottom of the sechel. However, there's another emuna that's above sechel. If I go past the sechel of the world that I'm in, and I go into the next world, the world above me, then the emuna over there is higher than the seichel below it, the seichel of the world that I'm in. Avol yefshel liskois lahasogas haseichel shebechol oilam v'dargo ad sheyale lemala me'asechel. Rav Nosson Zal says, however, it's impossible for a person to be zeche to achieve the sechel of whatever world, whatever level he's in, to a point where he'll get to go above that sechel, kiim kishoyme tchila benisoyen, unless the person first undergoes a test, al yidei she'enoy meiven adover, whereby he doesn't understand something, v'koshel oikushois, the person has questions, v'hu mevatel sichloi, and he puts his intellect aside, u'mischazek be'emuna, and he turns on the emuna, he strengthens himself with faith, al yidei zeh zoiche lalois el asechel, that helps him be zoiche to achieve the seichel on the level he's on, to understand what he didn't understand before, ad she'oile lemala me'aseichel, and that helps him shoot up. You know, it's by a person being tested, where there's something that he doesn't understand completely, and he has to choose whether to perform that mitzvah, to do that good deed without fully understanding it or not. And when he makes that choice of doing it with his whole heart fully, so he passes the test, he shows faith. The reward for showing faith is that Hashem gives you sechel, Hashem gives you das. Hashem helps you be zeche to understand fully what you didn't understand before. Now, once that engine is started, once that rocket starts going, and the person's going from emuna up to sechel, Rav Nosson Zal says, what happens is, if he's zeche, he goes through the full gamut of sechel, and he shoots above it. He goes beyond it. And he goes into the emuna of the next world. Ad she'oile lemala me'asechel, to the point where he goes beyond the sechel, shehu b'chinas atik. The level that's above sechel is called atik. Shehu b'chinas he'oras ha'rotzoin. It's also called he'oras ha'rotzoin. Shenimshach mi'b'chinas emuna she'boile ma'gavoye yoyser. Which is a light that's coming from the emuna of the world above the world that I was just in. Avol, whereas, Rav Nosson Zal says, Kitrug hayoreach, when we speak about the moon complaining to Hashem, ze bechinas mi sheroitze lehizgadel, that's referring to a person who wants to be big, meaning, sheroitze lahasig miyad, hadovor shetzrichen lahamin boy, that person wants to understand immediately, right away, that which he's not able to understand, that which he's not supposed to understand right now. Right now he's supposed to just believe in that item. Velalo is takef lebchinas emuna gavoya yoiser. This person wants to jump. He's not interested in having the emuna of the world he's in, the place he's at. He wants to go beyond that. He wants to understand completely and then go to the emuna of the next world when he's not ready for it yet. Sheze b'chinas mashomra levona. This is what the levona said to Hashem. Yefsher l'shnei malochim l'shtamesh b'keser echod. Hashem, we can't have two kings sharing one crown. V'rotzto l'hizgadel miyad. Meaning that the moon wanted to go up immediately. Shetihia gedoyla me'achama. To be above the sun. So again, we're talking about within one arena, you have the sun and the moon. The sun is the seichel. The moon is the faith. And the moon is saying, hey, this isn't good for me that we're both in the same place. What do you mean? I want to be above. I want to be above. The emuna of level one is saying it wants to be above the level of sechel one, meaning it wants to go to emuna of level two. Hainu, she'omra she'yefshe she'toyer ho'emuna kamoy ha'sechel. The moon was saying that it's impossible for the emuna to shine the same as the seichel. Rak rotzto lahasig haseichel sheboy sedarga miyad. But rather, it wanted to understand whatever needs to be understood on that level immediately. And to go beyond that to the level of heora sarotzoin shehu bechinas emuna shebemadrega gavoy yoser, which means to connect with the emuna of the level above. Al kein heishiv l'Hashem yizborach. That's why Hashem responded to the moon and said, "Lechi umati esatzmech. Go down, shrink." Ki me'achar she'enech roitze liyos shovel achama. Because of the fact that you're not willing to share one circle with the sun, you're not willing to stay in your arena, in your place. Rak lehizgadel miyad, but rather you want to be great right away. You want to go past the sun. You want to go above seichel. You want to go out of your world into the world above. Al kein hahechrich shetamayit atzmacha. Therefore, you have to become small. Sheyismayit or halavana, the light of the moon should be lessened, dimmed. Shehu b'chinas miyut v'katnus v'emuna. This is the concept of the emuna being on a low level, in a low place, small. Utzrichin tikunim harbe al yidei gdoilei hatzadikim sheoiskim b'tikun p'kimas halavana, and it requires many tikunim, which are being done by the great, great tzaddikim who are involved in fixing the pigama de levona, shehu tikun hu emuna, which is synonymous with fixing up the emuna, the ikar hatikun aidei ze biatzmai, and the main tikun of the levona, the main tikun of the emuna, is by what we just said, shemi shemischazek. Be'ez hamiyut be'emuna chazok, mi shemischazek be'ez hamiyut, a person who, when he's on a low level, when he's in a low place, when he's in katnus, he fortifies himself, be'emuna chazaka, he strengthens himself with faith. Right now, my brain isn't working. I can't think. I can't learn. I can't understand. But I'm not walking away from Hashem for that. I'm not walking away from fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Torah. I can't understand. Tough luck. I'm going to do it without understanding. Ad shedoyme be'enov ke'ilu roya be'enov kanal, to the point where the person does the mitzvahs as if he would see and understand everything completely, bozeh memale pigima salavona. That helps fill in what's lacking in the moon, the deficiencies of the moon. Vezeiche gam lalois lemale mehasechel. And the reward is that Hashem takes him above sechel. The person must withstand this test. Rav Nosson Zalman is telling us this is a test that all of us are going to go through, have been through, are going to go through, and a person needs to be prepared for it and to know how to handle it the right way. And if you do, Rav Nosson Zalman tells us what the reward is.